Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said work hard. The job you save may be your own. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study and we welcome you to our program again today, Bible Meditations. All right, let's return to our study. And we were looking at a statement that was made by the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4 when he reminds us that there are great and exceeding, and there are precious promises that have been given by God. We can depend on any promise that God gives to us because God does not lie. He always tells us the truth, and God keeps the promises that he has given. But would it be possible for a person to say God promised something when in reality he did not? Well, the answer is yes. There are people who may assume that God gave certain promises, but they have no Bible backing for them. The only way I can know what God promises to me is to read the Bible, because the Bible is the Word of God. It reveals what God has said that he would do and tells us also of the things that God will not do. Well, our dependence then is on the Word of God. So, when we go to a promise, if the promise is recorded in the Word of God, then we can depend on it. If it is not found there, then it's without biblical backing. Well, God is under no obligation to keep promises made by men, but that have not been made by himself. And so in our study this week, we're going to look at some things that people have said God promised, when in reality, as we examine our Bibles, we find that these are not things that are promised in the Word of God. First of all, let me remind you that God has not promised that Jesus will ever be back on this earth again. Now I realize when I make that statement, people think, first of all, well, he's denying the second coming of Christ. Well, certainly that's not true. And then they believe we have Bible passages that tell us that Jesus will be back here upon the earth again. Well, let's see if that's true. First of all, let me suggest to you that the Bible does say that Jesus will return. I read in Acts 1 and verse 11, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing into heaven? The same Jesus, whom ye have seen taken up from among you, shall so return in like manner." That is, he'll return just as he left. He was taken up in the clouds, he'll return in the clouds. In John 14, beginning with verse 1, the Lord makes the statement in regard to this, and John records it. "Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, and lo, I go and prepare a place for you, and if I go, I will come again." Well, the Lord promised then that he's going to come again. But does the fact that the Lord is going to come again mean that the Lord will be here on the earth? Well, let's see what the Bible says. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, in discussing what will happen at the Lord's return, Paul says, "I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep." This is verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And then he goes ahead to say we ought not to sorrow as others who have no hope. "For if we believe that Jesus died and was buried, even so God will bring with him those who have died in Christ." Now he goes ahead to explain this. "We which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not be left out." We will not prevent or be preceded by others. That is, those who have already died will not be left out of what is going to occur. But he says, we will be caught up together to meet them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now that's a far cry from saying that the Lord is going to set foot on the earth again, isn't it? The passage says, the Lord will come in the air, in the clouds, and that also those who've died in Christ will rise first, and those who are still living will be caught up together with them and meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You see, when a person promises that the Lord is going to set foot on the earth again, friends, that's without Bible backing. Well, someone says, preacher, don't you know that Zechariah 14 and verse 4 says that the Lord will set foot on the Mount of Olives? And so that's promise that the Lord will return and set foot on the Mount of Olives. Why, friends, that promise was fulfilled a long time ago. Jesus was here upon the earth. He stood on the Mount of Olives. And so for us to look for that to be fulfilled again just really doesn't make much sense, does it? Let me ask you something. When the Bible says in Isaiah 7 and verse 14, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Emmanuel, well, that was a promise given. Now, do I look today for that promise to be fulfilled? Well, certainly not. Why? Because it's been fulfilled. I'm not still looking for a virgin to have a child and that child be the Son of God, because that's already occurred. The statement in Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 4 is a fulfilled prophecy. Jesus did come. He did stand on the Mount of Olives. Why would I say then that he's going to still do that and look for a future fulfillment of that promise? You see, when a person says the Bible promises that Jesus will set foot on the earth again, he's depending on a passage which has already been fulfilled. If the passage has been fulfilled in the time of Jesus, I'm not looking for its fulfillment now. It's already been fulfilled. So I go back to what was previously concluded from the statement of Paul in 1 Thessalonians 4, 13 through 18. Paul's explanation is this: you have loved ones who've already died. You're not going to worry about them because they're not going to be left out when the Lord returns. They will rise first. Then anyone who's still alive at that time will be caught up together with these who've already died in Christ and meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. My friends, it's futile for a person to say the Lord is going to return to the earth and set up an earthly kingdom here upon the earth and live here and reign here for 1,000 years. The Bible doesn't teach it. We'll get more into that promise in our study tomorrow, the Lord willing, but let me say, sufficient for this particular subject, God has not promised that Jesus will be here on the earth again. He will return, we'll meet him in the air, and ever be with the Lord in that condition, but no promise in the Bible tells us that Jesus will set foot on the earth again. That just simply is something that God didn't promise, man has said it, and there's no Bible for it. We do appreciate studying with you. I hope you'll listen again tomorrow when we expound along this particular line. Remember, in the meantime, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcement.